Voting. Prior to voting, all voters must either present photo ID or sign a personal identification affidavit. Only the following documents are approved for use as photo ID before voting: an Idaho driver's license or photo identification card, a U.S. passport or federal photo identification card, a tribal photo identification card, a current student photo ID issued by an Idaho high school or post-secondary education institution located in Idaho. If you are unable to present one of the above identification cards, you may sign a personal identification affidavit instead. By signing the personal identification affidavit, you are swearing to your identity under penalty of perjury, which is a felony under 34-1114 Idaho Code. After signing the personal identification affidavit, you will be issued a ballot and allowed to vote as all other voters. Absentee voting. All registered voters are eligible to vote by either absentee or early voting. An absentee ballot can be mailed to you or voted in person at the absentee polling place. Early voting allows you to vote in person at the early voting polling location just as you would on election day. To request an absentee ballot to be mailed to you, please send a completed absentee ballot request form or a written request to the county clerk by 5 p.m. on October 28, 2016. Absentee ballot request forms are available from the county clerk or at www.idahovotes.gov. In lieu of the absentee ballot request form, you can make a written request with the required information: your name, residence address in Idaho, and mailing address where you would like the ballot mailed to, and be personally signed. All absentee request forms and written requests may be submitted to the county clerk by personal delivery, mail, fax, or can be scanned and emailed. Once your voter registration has been verified, the absentee ballot will be mailed to you. All voted absentee ballots must be received in the office of the county clerk by 8 p.m. on election day, for example, November 8, 2016, in order to be counted. Voted ballots must be returned by personal delivery or by mail. In-person absentee voting and early voting are available at the county clerk's office or elections office until 5 p.m. on November 4, 2016. Other absentee or early voting polling locations may be available. Please contact your county clerk's office to verify locations and hours of operation.